You know, they have great tackles with Williams, and I'm looking forward to, you know, going up against a Pro Bowl guy like that. And they have a great run game, and with RG3, we're going to have to be able to stop him. RG3, he can run the ball, he can get out and make plays. So I think last time we played Cousins, he was more of a drop back type of guy. So with that, we're going to have to be able to contain RG3.
I think he's back. You know, he looks good. I think we just definitely got to just, you know, be technically sound, you know, against him, because he'll make you miss. I mean, he looked like he's back to normal.
I think they're a talented football team, you know, and I when you look at their players, you just say, you know, if you're not aware of where RG3 is, I mean, he can hurt you with his legs and his arm, you know, and we've got to be really sharp in our campaign when we rush the quarterback, because he's a different element than we've seen, except for Russell Wilson. And you saw what that happened to us, is that I thought we did a really good job at times in defending Seattle, and then all of a sudden Russell just extended plays and continued to make things happen. So I think they got talent. I think Alfred Morris is one of the better running backs in this league. We've said it all along. He's a handful. He's a great zone runner. He's got great patience. He can run the football. I think their front seven is really, really, really good. I think there's a lot of talent on that football team.
I don't know how they're looking at the game, but we're looking at it as a playoff game. If we don't win this game, we have very, very little chance of going to the playoffs, and obviously that's our goal.
You know, they're a different team at this point, just like we are. There's been a lot of things that have happened over the course of the year, and you know, I'm not necessarily looking at the way they defended the run in the second half like that's the way they're going to defend us this game. I'm just, you know, game planning with, you know, what we got.
You know, we're a great football team, and, you know, when it comes down to it, I'm a player. You know, they know a lot more about football than I do. So, you know, I can just do my job and control what I can control.
I mean, just I think the situation we're in now, we need wins, and they're a team where just – they're trying to finish the season out. So I think the old game we played them when Deshaun came here, it was so big and hyped up. I think to now it's just like, you know, we're going there just to win the game. You know, we don't have any nothing against him or RG3, none of that stuff. We just want to win the game, get out of there.
I'm just looking forward to going out and trying to get a win, to be completely honest. It's a division game, like you said. When you play teams twice a year, you know, those type of emotions do get built up, because then, you know, the team that wins, like, okay, well, we got to come back and get you again. The team that loses, they're like, okay, well, we're going to try and go steal that win that you got from us at the beginning of the year. So we're all both fighting for something. You know, I think too many people worry about a lot of stuff on the outside. At the end of the day, we're trying to beat them. We know they're trying to come in and beat us. So we just got to figure out a way to get a win.
I think we better be ready to play. I mean, that tells you kind of their mindset going into the game, that, you know, they're coming to prove a point. And I think if we show up sitting on our hands, we might get punched in the face. So I think we need to be able to have that same intensity, if not more, going into this one.